This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadjo. Israelis rejoice as four hostages are united with families and friends after being freed by an Israeli military raid that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a hospital in Ramat Gan in Israel, rescued hostage Andrei Kozlov laughed with joy as he hugged another rescued hostage, Almog Meir Jan. Having been freed by a daytime operation in the heart of Nusayrat in central Gaza, they were taken by helicopter for medical checks and reunions with loved ones after 246 days in captivity. Over 270 Palestinians were killed in the operation, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israelis celebrated the return of the four hostages, which included Noah Argamani and Shlomi Ziv, after Israeli forces raided two locations simultaneously. Argamani was one of the most widely recognized hostages after her capture from a music festival was shared on social media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the operation as a success, calling the soldiers who rescued them warriors. I'm Karen Chamas.
The first major exit polls coming out of the European Union parliamentary elections suggest that the hard right will rise in the legislature despite a series of scandals in Germany, the bloc's biggest nation. The German poll indicated the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, would rise to 16.5%, while the governing coalition led by Socialist Chancellor Olaf Scholz lost. Polling will continue in Italy until late in the evening, and many of the 27 member states have not yet released any projections. However, the German exit poll is in line with earlier surveys predicting a shift to the right. The campaign has been dominated by the war in Ukraine, climate policies, and migration.